First of all, then, as we look forward to the Brentford game, injury-wise, how are you looking?
Well, they've trained this morning. We've got no problems at the moment. Steve McGinn was a little bit sore, but apart from that, I think everybody's raring to go.
You've had quite a physically testing time over the course of the past week, obviously extra time, of course, at Fulham as well. Is it in the mind to consider changes for this one to keep everybody fresh?
Well, I mean, obviously we haven't got a massive squad. But, like I say, we've had two hard games. It would be nice to get a couple of fresh legs out there, that is for sure. But, again, we've had two great wins as well. So, you know, them players would probably want the opportunity again to go out and play and keep it going. So, we'll see. We'll have a look at it. We're still thinking. We talk long and hard about it and... obviously, we'll make the decision tomorrow.
It's amazing how fatigue matters less when you've got a win under your belt.
Well, that's right. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, if the games have been lost, then it probably looks like a different scenario. But you know, you're in the team and you're winning football matches. And I think the players want to stay in the team.
How's what you've seen in the past couple of games, and obviously in different circumstances, one being a Premier League team, given a bit of spirit back after what was actually quite a disappointing day at Crewe?
Well, yeah, I mean, after the Crewe game, yeah, we're all suicidal after that game, that is for sure. And I think we'll put that one as a one-off. It's a poor weekend for all of us, but like I say, we've gone down to Fulham now, and to win a game in 120 minutes against the Premier side, obviously, we were saying after the game, if that doesn't give you confidence, then nothing else will. And we come into the Shrewsbury game, and I think it was comfortable 2-0 win, and so they've taken that game on, and like I say, two wins, you know, is very encouraging.
You've got Michael Doyle back after his suspension.
Yep.
Does he come straight back in?
He's in the squad, of course. Like I say, he's played very well before his incident, so he should be nice and fresh. He comes straight into the squad, yeah.
So of the team, I suppose. It's one of those conundrums, isn't it, to have a player like Michael back, who's been so influential in the role there, but McGinn's kind of taken on the mantle, hasn't he, really, in the last couple of matches?
Yeah, it is hard, it's difficult. But like you're saying, it is going to be about legs. We've got to switch it around a little bit. We've got too many games Saturday midweek to not to do that. So unfortunately, that's how it is going to be, you know. We'll assess the fitnesses of the players in the week, see if they look tired, and ask them how they feel. And if it means a change, then we'll make a change, and then they'll be right. The one who doesn't make a change, then we'll be right for the week after. So it'll be switching in all the way to the end of the season now, I think.
Mark Howard's played in the past couple of games. Is he now? Is it his shirt to lose, if you like, in the goalkeeping role?
Yeah, I think it is. I think he's played two games and two clean sheets. I think if we dropped him, I think he'd be knocking the door down. I'm sure he would. I would be if I was a keeper in that situation, that is for sure. So he's done nothing wrong. Two reasonably quiet games, really, as well. He's not really had a great deal to do in terms of that. But the stats don't lie. He's played two and he's two clean sheets. So... at the moment, obviously, of course, I think he's the number one at the moment.
What does he offer you that maybe George Long doesn't right now, then?
Obviously, I think a little bit more experience. I think he's probably a little bit more vocal as well than George, that is, for sure. We've studied Mark quite a lot in terms of the under-21 games, and his attitude has been absolutely unbelievable, absolutely magnificent. And that's sometimes why you give him a chance as well. It's not necessarily that George is sort of performing poorly or anything like that. It is a case of, you look sometimes and his attitude's been absolutely first class, and you think, you know, he deserves a chance. He's not had a chance under the gaffer, and he's got his opportunity, and like you say, it is up to him now. But he is very experienced, and like I said before, he is probably a little bit more vocal than George, so... I think that does help.
I wonder, because George obviously is a player who's achieved a lot of success in his short career to date. However, had he needed taking out of the firing line, if you like?
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience for a reasonably young lad, but I think there was a couple of errors that affected him in a couple of the games, and we saw that as well. And I think then, you know, you start thinking Mark does deserve a chance. But it was usually then you stick with George, and then he probably put a brilliant performance in. So, you know, that the mistake on the previous week was forgotten about. But there has been a couple of errors, and I think George will be the first to acknowledge that as well. And so I think it is, especially in the Cup for Mark, I think it was an ideal time to give him a game. And like you say, he's kept a clean sheet. So, you know, you stay in the team, and he's kept another clean sheet. So he stays in again. So
it's interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes that does play as the power of good, doesn't it? Just to say, look, have 2 or 3 months, get yourself back together again, and when you, however old you'll be, 22 or what have you, you'll get another chance.
Yeah, I think as well, everybody needs competition for places, that is for sure. And I think sometimes, especially obviously in a goalkeeping position, I think maybe goes through red goalkeepers that you're number one, and you probably think that you're going to stay there all the time. You know, it's very rare that keepers get on to prove themselves in games. It's very rare, unless they get obviously sent off or something like that. So it's important now that George, you know, gets his head down, which he will do, there's no doubt about that, and works hard, and all he'll want to do is get his place back in the team.
We've obviously had conversations with Nigel over recent weeks about loan additions, and at the back end of last week you were chasing one specific player, not a striker. Where did you get with that?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Last week we were speaking to Nigel about loan signings, and he mentioned that you were chasing one specific player, not a striker, as it happened. How far did you get with that?
Very close. I think it was just a matter of finalising the personal terms, which was a little bit away from what they wanted. I don't know at this present time if anything else has been sorted out about that. I'm not too sure, but I'm sure we'll still be trying, and hopefully we can bring in another one or two in the next couple of weeks.
So for tomorrow then, no, is that a fair assumption?
Unless anything happens today, I'm not too sure. Well, like I say, I mean, things can happen unexpectedly, but I'm sure we'll still pursuing that one, and who knows, you never know. Something might happen, and if it does, then whoever the player is will be added straight into the squad.
So, no secret, you're after a striker. It's been discussed many times. What other area of the team do you think particularly needs a little bit of a lift right now?
I think there's lots. I'm not just saying it, but when you're running a small squad like we are doing, you know, we say we've been looking at striker. You look at the work that Flynn is doing and Murph's doing, then, you know, we'd probably look for somebody, a wide man as well, because if you're asking them to do what they're doing for the next 18 games, it's a big ask. So it's just a little bit of competition. It's a little bit of probably a player, you know, to go in when the other players are tired, and fill in for them. And you can say it in all positions. You can say it in the centre-halves, Harry and Colo, you know. Fortunately enough, Bob's come in at full-back. Now we've got Hilly, who's having a little bit of a rest, so Hilly can go to centre-half. It's all a little bit like that, you know. It just helps you a little bit.
Interestingly, and perhaps most specifically in the Shrewsbury game, you really did have to use the sort of the full excess of the squad, didn't you? And to not play, and I realise I'm sounding a bit oldie-worldy here, to not play with the regular striker shows what... target man striker shows what versatility you have with the forward four or five that you've got.
Yeah, we correct. And obviously with the Fulham game, obviously, you know, we've gone with the one striker up front and five in midfield, and it's worked very well. And you think, well, Fulham can't score against you in 120 minutes. So we talked long and hard about it, and we sort of decided to go with the same formation, but obviously different personnel. But again, to be solid and to catch him on the break and break quickly, and I think it worked. There was times in the game, maybe, you know, the fans get a bit frustrated because we're not sort of pressing all the time, but like we did at Fulham, we don't need to. You know, you get back into your shape. Their passing was a little bit, you know, they kept the ball but weren't really going anywhere, and that's not hurting us. So, and then you get your breathing, and then all of a sudden when we do get the ball, then we break again.
So how do you approach this one then? Because they're flying. Yeah. I think it's 18 unbeaten in the league. Yeah. Top of the tree, obviously, by a couple of points. They're having a great year.
They are having a great year. And obviously it's going to be very, very difficult. We might try and sneak 18 players on them. You know, they might not find out about it. But listen, they're a good side. And they're on top of the form at the moment. Again, it's all... if we play tomorrow and unbelievably they've had a week off, you know, because obviously the postponement of the game, so that's helped them probably even more. They've had a nice little rest whereas we're battling away, but all we can say is we're going on into the game on we've won two games, the confidence is high, we're at home, our fans are absolutely superb at home, and we're looking forward to it, and we'll be ready, that is for sure, there's no doubt about that.
I wonder how important a game this is psychologically, because win and you'll raise out of the relegation zone and possibly, depend on results today, by quite a few places. Yeah. Probably also prove that the Blades are starting to hit their stride again.
Well, that's true. And I know myself and the staff and probably hopefully the players were fed up of being in that bottom four, that is for sure. And I think the quicker you get out of it, the better. And there's no, like I say, there's an opportunity for us tomorrow to do that, even though it is top of the league and a team who's playing very, very well. So there's no doubt about it. We want to be out of that bottom four by tomorrow night.
You'll have had them watch and done all the reports, etc. Why are they as good as they are? What characterises them as a side?
Well, they've got a lot of very good players. They can score goals. They've got creative players in midfield. They've just brought George in. Player we was looking at and interested in, and unfortunately that didn't come off. And so, and also they're obviously very, very confident. They're on a brilliant run, and you know, when you keep winning, it breeds confidence. And they'll probably can't wait for every game at the moment. So, hopefully tomorrow they might. Who knows? Might maybe a bit overconfident. And you can't keep winning. I'm not just saying that. You know, law of averages, you can't keep winning. And hopefully it'll be Sheffield United who stops that tomorrow.
Be a hell of a statement, wouldn't it? Just not necessarily, obviously not in terms of club size or what have you, just in terms of the season as it's gone, if you were able to turn them over.
It'd be correct, obviously. It'd be massive. I mean, one, to be at the top of the league, and two, to get out of that bottom four. And like you just said, you know, it could be three or four places above that bottom four, which would be a nice feeling. And hopefully, like I say, tomorrow night, that'll be the case.